Hey friends, can you believe that it is May 1st already? Welcome to Pray Today. And today, if you didn't know, is called the National Day of Prayer. And this is a day where people all over the nation commit to praying for the country and their city or town, their community and their leaders. And I just want to take a minute today to pray for our country, and for God in our country, for our leaders and those in government. And it's so important that we pray for those that are in leadership. Whether we agree with their policies or their politics or not, that we pray that they would put God first in their lives. And so let's just pause today on this National Day of Prayer. And let's pray for these people and for our country. Lord, thank you for blessing us and giving us the freedom we have in the most successful country in the history of the world, the most blessed country in the history of the world when it comes to freedom. God, we know that our country has been through so much recently, in the world with COVID, but our country specifically with disunity. And God, we just ask that you would soften hearts. And Lord, we re-invite you in to our country, Lord. We know, Lord, that it's easy to become hopeless when we look at the news and we see what's going on around us. But Lord, you continue to bless us and protect us despite our country turning away from you. God, we want to pray for our leaders in government. God, I specifically want to pray for the leaders in our government who love you. And God, I just pray that you would give them boldness and strength and peace. And God, that you would give them motivation to share your goodness with those people that they govern over. God, I pray for our local leaders. I pray for those in our local government, God, that you would impress on them the need to put you first as they take care of their people. God, I want to pray for our president, our vice president, all of those, Father, who are in Washington, D.C., and those who are in Topeka, Lord. And I just pray, God, that each one of these people would learn to lean fully into you. We know, Lord, that you will bless our country if we turn back to you. And God, I know once again that it seems helpless. We seem helpless and hopeless so often on what we see around us. Would you remind us that no matter what happens, even when our country and our state turns their back on you in government and policies, Lord, we will never turn our back on you. God, would you take the remnant of Christians, and Father, would you give us what we need to endure what's going on? May we be reminded to pray for our country, our leaders, our city, our county. And Father, I just thank you that you continue to bless us despite our country turning its back on you. God, would you send Jesus in your perfect timing? And thank you, Lord, that we have the hope of eternity, that even when the hopeless feelings come, and we become discouraged, that you, Lord, have the future in your hands. And for that, we give you so much thanks. Remind us it's not about now. It is not about here. It's about eternity. And it's about you. In Jesus' name.